Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Gentle Tuesday. Let that be a good reminder. Just take it easy.
Yeah, chill, baby.
Yeah.
Chill. It's going to be all right.
I think I was just so excited that it was so mild yesterday afternoon. I was still kind of in like a, it's a very melty springish.
Yes.
I turned a corner this morning and I totally slid. I was scared. Don't Oops. Laugh. It was terrifying.
Oopsie. I hate it when that happens.
I know. I was just like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's still
yeah, it's February.
Yeah. Just don't let any of that catch you by surprise this morning.
Yeah, just be super careful.
Yeah. It's still actually, you know, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know.
Technically winter.
It is, but yeah, I got home yesterday, and then because of the way my house situation is, there's always about 7:30, everybody has to move their cars to get ready for the next morning.
The shuffle.
And it was, I'm like, why is the ground so wet? And then it's like, oh, duh, because everything melted today because it was 50.
And a little bit of rain.
But then apparently it froze.
Yeah. And a little bit of freezing overnight. So just little slick spots is just my warning to you.
Yes. Just be careful. You don't need to be in a hurry. It's a gentle Tuesday.
And it's a gentle Tuesday. That's so right. what are we hustling and bustling about?
That's right.
Just take it easy. Keep cool.
It'll be there when you get there.
Exactly. No rush. Nothing
to it.
And believe it or not, March is National Sauce Month.
Really?
Yes.
I did not realize there was such a thing.
I didn't realize it was such a thing, and I didn't realize it was such a big deal here in Iowa.
It is?
Yes. Did you know?
No.
They did a survey of all the states and where people are buying the most sauces. Iowa, of all 50 of these United States, number one in purchasing sauces.
So I have to assume that ranch counts as a sauce in this definition.
Davis, yes. That's exactly why we're number one.
It has to, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, now it all makes sense because I was thinking pasta sauce, like a marinara.
Yeah, I was thinking barbecue or like wing sauce or something at first.
Okay.
But yeah, it has to be ranch.
It's on the weight of ranch alone.
Yeah,
suddenly
that would
things
do it.
Are making sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that.
Okay, I get that now. I was just very surprised.
Oh, totally. Because, I mean, as much as we love it here, we're a tiny little state. You would think that, you know, California or New York or Texas or something like that would be big, but not us.
Rarely is Iowa number one in anything, and I'm just surprised that it's sauce.
Yeah, that is not one I would have guessed, you know. Number of cows,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
Scotcheroo recipes. Yes,
sure,
okay, we've
sure.
got that, but sauces? No.
We're usually pretty middle of the pack, you know.
Yeah.
We're Midwest.
Right.
We're in the mix, mm-hmm. right with you. But number one for sauces. We really love our sauces. California, not big into sauces, but Iowa, give us all the sauce.
Give us all the sauces.
So happy National Sauce Month next month, Iowans. Let me be the first to wish it to you.
Buy the keg of Hidden Valley Ranch that's on Amazon.
Go ahead and get the bigger size because you know you want it.
Dip yourself into it. Nummy.
Your whole self.
Just take a little bath. Mm. Little ranch bath. Mm. Going to be mostly sunny. 51 today, cloudy, and 37 tonight. More clouds and 48 tomorrow. It is 35 in Cedar Rapids, 36 in Iowa City at 6:11. Here's Teddy Swims. It's the Morning Scramble. It's Z102.9.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Felt bad yesterday because I feel like I didn't react as I should have. Although, I don't know, what would you do if you were in my situation?
Okay, tell me.
Here's the deal. I'm driving. It's a busy evening, afternoon. I don't know. The whole thing kind of goes sideways. As soon as I pick up the kids after school on Mondays, it's like one kid's got to go here, and then I have just enough time to go get the next kid to their thing, and it's back and forth and back and forth. So I'm driving around, and as I am doing so, I see a guy on a bicycle. And it's a very nice day yesterday, right?
Yeah, it'd be a good day for biking.
Yeah, sure. I was taking my winter coat, and I was like, I'm going to drop it off of the dry cleaners because it's so nice. What a great opportunity.
Get a couple days. Yeah, get it clean.
Yeah. All of this is going on, and I see this guy coming towards me on this bike, and I'm like, what is it about him that seems off? And then I realize after he's already passed, he was wearing a ski mask.
What?
A whole, like, his face was covered. He was wearing a black ski mask.
Like bank robber ski mask?
Yes. Yes. And I was like, that guy's crazy. It's not even cold out. And then after a while, I'm like, was he a robber? Should I have followed him? Did he do something bad? I am literally going through trying to look at headlines. Were there any like petty crimes?
Right.
Did he steal that bike? I don't know. I feel a little bit bad that I didn't do anything in the moment, but it legit didn't occur to me. I was like, that guy is so crazy.
Yeah.
What a wuss. It's not cold.
You know, I get where you're coming from, but on the other hand, if you had done something like, hello, police, there's a guy in a ski mask riding a bicycle. You should investigate. I mean, how crazy do you sound then?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Or like citizen's arrest. Sir, as a concerned citizen, I have to ask you, what's the deal with the face mask when it's one of the nicest days we've had in a full week?
Yes. Please remove your mask, sir.
I just think it's suspicious.
Yeah. Totally sus, man.
I wouldn't. No, see, you mind your own business. You keep going.
Now, admittedly, if you had, you know, gone home and turned on the TV and saw that, you know, DuPaco had gotten hit,
yes,
then yes, maybe you'd want to make a phone call.
I witnessed something, but yeah. I don't think. I'm still looking. I don't see anything.
I think we'd have heard by now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or, no, I don't hope so. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't hope so.
I think we know what you meant. Over the weekend, I dropped my iPad.
Oh.
And luckily I dropped it on the carpet, so nothing happened, right?
That's
but
good.
It got me to thinking, I have the case for it, but I don't have a screen protector. And I'm like, you know what? I had better get me a screen protector because at some point I'm going to drop it and I'm going to wish that I had had the screen protector. So I made the mistake. I made a rookie mistake.
What?
Of instead of just going to the store where I got the iPad, taking it with me and said, hey, I'm going to buy a screen protector, put it on. I tried to do it myself.
Oh.
And you know what? They know it.
Yeah.
They see you coming. That's probably why there's always two in the box. But I'm like, I've seen this done a bunch of times, you know, on my phones and everything.
I know what I'm doing.
I can do this. This is, and there's instructions and there's the little sticky wipes and this alcohol, but I can do this.
It's like a 12-step system. Yeah. I know I can do 12 steps.
Yeah, I can read instructions. I know how to stick things. As it turns out, I don't.
Mm-mm.
And so thank God I have two, because that's my thing after work today. I'm taking it to the store and having them put the other one on. Because it's that bad. It's just that bad.
I need to ask an adult for help.
Yeah, I have no ability whatsoever in this particular area.
Like, please help me.
And, you know, there's that part where I'm sure that the cell phone store sees that all the time.
Yes.
They're used to people like me who have tried to do it themselves.
They've seen
and
it.
Failed miserably.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, you know, stop me from being, hi, I'm the guy that can't read or manage to put something together. I can't put sticky on glass.
They're like, it's fine, sir. We'll help you.
Thank God. Thank you.
As soon as you leave.
A Norway man is in jail after an 18-hour standoff ended early yesterday morning. Benton County sheriffs were called to Nathan Varese's home Sunday morning to investigate reports of a man firing a gun outside his home. Eventually, an FBI SWAT team from Omaha was called in.
Omaha?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they couldn't have just gotten, like, Cedar Rapids. But they called in an FBI SWAT team from Omaha to enter the house and arrest Varese. He's facing several charges, including possession of meth and reckless use of a firearm. One person is in custody following a stabbing on the northwest side yesterday afternoon. The victim was stabbed around 1:30 in the 300 block of Edgewood Road Northwest. The victim was taken to the hospital. Their name and condition has not been released. A new charter school will open in Cedar Rapids this fall. Cedar Rapids Prep will open in the Edgewood Point Towers, serving 6th and 7th grade students this fall, and will eventually move into the former Transamerica site at Edgewood Road and 42nd Street Northeast. Principal Justin Bleets says the school have a full campus with athletic facilities, an auditorium, and access to the neighboring wooded areas.
Cool.
Yeah. The recent cuts to federal spending causing a lot of uncertainty for Eastern Iowa nonprofit organizations. The Greater Cedar Rapids Community Foundation says about 2/3 of area nonprofits receive grants or contracts from the federal government that have already been or could be affected. 1/3 of the nonprofits say federal money makes up at least 20% of their annual budget. Got us feeling all right this morning. A Cedar Rapids high school teacher has been honored with an award for her work in violence protection advocacy. Jenny Wagner of Kennedy is the first winner of the Dan Marburger Mentors in Violence Protection Award for what's being called her outstanding dedication to fostering safer school environments through violence prevention education.
Hmm.
The award is named after Dan Marburger, the principal of Perry High School, who died in the January 2024 school shooting.
So,
the first ever award in honor of Dan Marburger goes to a Kennedy teacher, which is super cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, Jenny Wagner. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, Alec Baldwin was approached, berated by a guy outside of his home in New York City the other night. This is maybe one of those rare times where if Alec Baldwin kind of went off as Alec Baldwin frequently does, He's kind of justified. The guy was a President Trump impersonator, and he was trying to offer Alec Baldwin a pardon for, as he put it, murdering a woman, the accidental death of cinematographer on the set of his movie Rust. He went after him for a while.
I gotta say, just based on that part, I don't know that I could blame Alec if he went nuts.
I would think the same, and especially like this is outside of my home. Like,
yeah, your kids could be there or, watching or whatever.
Get out of here, guy. It took a minute. It took a while, but Alec Baldwin finally did break down. He got into the guy's face.
Yeah, I think I might be Team Alec on this one.
I know, me too. And hey, to his credit, Alec Baldwin did not get physical with the guy at all. Threatened, but didn't get physical.
But I mean, compared to some of the rants we've seen him go on before, he was pretty in control.
I would say so. Yeah, maybe he's mellowing out in his old age. I don't know, but that would be a lot to take.
Oh, absolutely!
In front of your own home,
absolutely.
So, that got heated. Yeah. Also heated last night on The Daily Show. The movie Django Unchained, there's a scene where Leonardo DiCaprio slams his hand on the table, a glass breaks, and he ends up bleeding very badly. It was completely accidental, but he continued the rest of the scene and he stayed in character. And director Quentin Tarantino ended up using that in the film. It's just kind of like a fun little cinema fact.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what happened on The Daily Show. Jon Stewart is doing one of his Jon Stewart rants, and he had a mug on the Daily Show desk, and it broke, and immediately you could tell something wasn't quite right.
You don't get that big an ooh when it's fine.
He starts bleeding. He put his hand underneath the desk, and I think he might have had some like, tissues or something down there. But you could see that those tissues were not quite enough.
Oh, no.
So we don't know for sure if after the show wrapped up, if he did indeed go to the hospital. But I hope that he did seek some medical care because he was pretty badly injured.
If it's that bad, yeah.
Jeez. That's a lot of blood.
Careful there, Bubba.
Okay, Meghan Markle got a lot of haters. Mm-hmm. She just always walks into it. It's like, oh, it was right there.
It does kind of seem that way, doesn't it?
She's being accused of ripping off another homemaker show. She's trying to produce her own, but there's somebody else that has a very similar vibe on their show. Pamela Anderson.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? I'm sorry?
Pamela Anderson has her own show on Food Network Canada. It's called...
Of course.
Pamela's Cooking with Love. Megan's show on Netflix is called With Love, Megan. So Pamela's Cooking with Love and With Love, Megan. You can see there's already some similarities here.
Okay.
Titles alone.
But where are Netflix's lawyers? Mm. They're supposed to be checking this stuff out.
Right? They should.
You know, as much as, again, she walks into stuff, that's where the people are supposed to save her from herself.
I wish they would have, because the similarities don't stop there.
Oh, no.
There's the titles, and then there's the trailers for each of the shows. Pam's trailer starts out with her in her garden, and Megan starts out with her in her garden. Megan starts by saying, "Here's Pam," which is pretty similar. Both women invite their friends into the kitchens to try new recipes, talk about the art of hosting, which... critics are just saying it's just eerily similar, and they're both coming out about the same time.
Yeah, that's a little... Again, where are the lawyers? Where are the people who are supposed to help her?
Right, right. And how do we kind of make it your own thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's just crazy.
I know. And I didn't know that Pam had her own show.
Of all the people you could have told me, you could have given me 100 guesses, and I'm not sure I would have got there.
Didn't know. Did not know. But now I do.
Yeah. Now I kind of want to watch it just to see.
I know. I'm kind of more interested in Pam's show, to be honest. Sorry.
A little bit, yeah.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Very excited about the fact that it is the 50th annual Sabbath Episode Parade in downtown Cedar Rapids. This St. Patrick's Day.
That is crazy.
I know. 50 years.
Amazing.
And it's a huge celebration. I mean, every year it's a huge celebration. But I have a feeling that this year is going to be even bigger, even more spectacular, even more special.
Well, yeah, because it's such a big anniversary. They're going to pull out all the stops.
Totally. And the parade is back on St. Patrick's Day. It is Monday, March 17th. It's going to be a big celebration in downtown Cedar Rapids. I think that's in the heart of spring break for a lot of families.
Going to be a nice day.
And we've got big plans.
Oh.
We're thinking if it's the 50th Sapid Episode Parade, we should make a big splash in the Sapid Episode Parade. So let's think big. We can't go bigger unless we start with the Z102.9 marching band.
It's always a good place to start.
Yes.
Always a good place to start.
The band's got to be bigger, louder, and bolder than they've ever been before.
Irish ear
would be good.
Yeah.
But we're looking for any band members to join us in the Sapid Episode Parade on Monday, March 17th. We're going to get you music. We're going to meet like an hour before the parade steps off. It's going to be very simple. You'll have the music ahead of time if you want to practice. If you want to just show up and play, it's going to be very approachable.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. And you've heard our band.
They're great.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great.
They're great.
Yeah, no marching. We're just kind of walking through the parade route in downtown Cedar Rapids. And we'd like to expand the band. And we'd need you to do that. If you play an instrument, if you are in a high school marching band, if you're a college and you have an instrument that you maybe haven't touched in a while, we'd love to have you join us. We have the music. You've got the instrument. Just let us know your name and what you play. Scramble@KZIA.com. And we'll get you all the details on marching with us in the Sapadap Soap Parade.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And I don't want to give away too much.
No.
But that's just kind of the start.
This is only the beginning.
Yes.
We start with our band, and then the entry works out from there.
We are not messing around
No.
for this one. So if you want to be part of it, let us know. Scramble@KZIA.com.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Never easy being a parent. Luckily, we've got Momtroversy. We could talk about some of these issues that we got to tackle. Kayla reached out. She said she and her husband have a pretty good debate. They're a little split on their daughter's activities due to travel.
Okay.
Because sometimes if your kid's super involved and they've got some of those club sports where you have to be out of state for a weekend.
Right.
That's a big commitment. So she's like, you know, we both work. You get tired. They've got pets. You'd have to board pets.
Right.
Doing all of that travel.
All of your life stuff.
Yes. All the big life stuff. So she's like, a lot of times we will split who's going to go on a big travel thing. But she's like, we split it so often. Like only one of us goes to any given thing. People probably think that. Like this, one of us doesn't care.
They're divorced.
Yeah,
or something.
We're divorced, or one of us just like doesn't like our kid or something. She's like, it's something that we kind of joke about amongst ourselves, but it got us thinking, is that something that a lot of parents deal with? Is that something that you struggle with as well? Should both parents attend kids' activities together, or is it okay to kind of pick and choose and miss kids' activities? How do other families do this?
Yeah, it would be, it's an interesting thing because, yeah, it's tough. I can't, you know, and then if you have more than one kid,
yep,
that gets even tougher.
I know. I'm like, I imagine there's a lot of different layers for different families. If you have, more than one kid, if you have, maybe if you don't have two parents, if it's a single parent household, that makes it even more difficult.
Right.
You had multiple kids to look after.
If you have to work on a weekend.
Yes.
I mean, there's all these different, you know, wrinkles to it.
There's so many factors. But then I was also thinking, like, I super, super enjoy watching my daughter's show choir. Like it's something that I enjoy watching. I enjoy supporting her do that. But my youngest is looking forward to trying soccer for the first time. And I have to tell you, I am not looking forward to the idea of sitting outside this spring where it may be windy. It might be like spitting rain and like in the elements. I don't know if I am all in for that.
Plus, every single time, there'll be soccer.
I don't know how the game is played.
And we can't, I don't care how many times you watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
It seems to me, I am not a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I make this very clear. I feel like, yes, if it's possible, you go.
Yeah.
And you go together. But sometimes you need a break. And I just, it seems to me that if you are fried to the point of distraction,
mm-hmm.
maybe it would be better for your kid if you didn't go and just recharged a little bit.
Maybe just take a little bit of, yes, maybe it would be in the best interest if you just took some you time. I don't know, but you want to make sure that you support your kid whenever you can.
Absolutely. No question.
But how do you pick and choose those battles? Is there a hard and fast rule in your house when it comes to kids' activities? What's the rule on how you attend or don't attend? Is it like we only go to the last couple of games in a season? Is it we are at every single thing? We're at every single performance, every single activity. How do you tackle kids' extracurricular activities in your house.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
This week's Momtroversy coming to us from a mom and a dad. Mom and dad Traversy. They're feeling a little bit bad. Their daughter just started a new club sport, and there's a lot of travel. Sometimes with these club sports, you have to go outside of the state, and it's a whole thing. They'd have to board the dog. They've been splitting up the responsibility. Just one parent does all of that travel, and they're like, I think it's a pretty good system for us, but there's just, we feel kind of bad. Do both parents have to go to every activity? Is there a rule that most families follow? Do both parents have to attend every single kid's activity?
Yeah, so we are taking calls this morning wondering what you think.
What are your thoughts? Are you at every single kid's activity? How do you do it?
When I was growing up, this was a power struggle. It was awful. My mom and dad didn't go to any of my activities, and it was terrible. So my grandparents were there for everything for me. So they went to away softball games, home softball games. My grandma hated every second of it, but she was there. If it's not your parents, it's going to be somebody else in your family that's going to be there for you or them.
Just make sure that kid feels seen.
Yep, exactly.
So 319-200-1029, what do you think? Do you have a specific kind of plan?
Yeah, here's how we do it at our house. And I think it's different for each family, right? Depending on how many kids you have, how many parents are there to help out. And as she brought up, grandparents, aunts and uncles, mm-hmm. Do you try to make sure that everything is covered? Or is there an understanding with your kiddo, like, it's not going to happen. We both work two jobs. It's just not possible. What are the rules when it comes to kids' activities? How do you make sure that somebody's there? Or do you not worry about it?
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Silly squabbles between friends, family, and coworkers can go on forever.
Good news, Jury in a Hurry with the Morning Scramble can solve those quick.
But don't take our word for it.
I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you've been hacked, we can help. But only the Morning Scramble can help determine if cake balls are better than cupcakes. For those tough calls, turn to Jury in a Hurry.
If you've got a silly squabble, let us squash it. Submit your case to scramble at kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.